Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
There are good news stories and there are bad news stories. This is a wonderful news story. After a decade of study, a team of scientists has discovered tantalizing new information about the mysterious microorganism that causes red tide. Among the hundreds of findings is one that holds promise for people whose lives are cut in half by the disease cystic fibrosis. The lead scientist of the Red Tide team that made all these discoveries is the Director of Marine Science at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington, Dan Baden.
We found 12 different toxins that the organism produces, and this is the Florida Red Tide dinoflagellate. They cause a severe bronchoconstriction. Your nose runs like crazy. You wheeze under worse conditions, and we've also found that asthmatics are sometimes very, very sensitive to the effects of these inhaled toxins.
So you had, at the end of the day, there are just hundreds of findings coming out of this study. How much of it did you think you'd probably find? And maybe the more interesting question is, well, how much did you find that you had no idea?
We've spoken the last few years within group about the serendipity of this, of finding the things not in search of. The first 5 years, we found all of these different 12 toxins and had pretty much characterized that they all had a little bit different effect and different kinds of potencies in humans. The second 5 years, we had run out of toxins, and we said, you know, when the organism lyses or ruptures in the environment, anything that's in that cell gets airborne and gets blown ashore. Let's look for other things. And that's where we found the antitoxin, produced by the same organism that produces the toxins.
So tell me, why would an algae produce an antitoxin when it's about producing these toxins to begin with?
Yeah, I think the corollary is, why does the organism produce toxins in the first place? And it is a subject that is continually being debated by the harmful algae community. We think in this particular case that the molecules may act as regulators. And if the toxin is a regulator for the organism, then the antitoxin perhaps is a modulator of the regulator. And so the reason that they're toxic in humans may simply be by blind luck. For all the small molecules in the world made and all the large target receptors made, some of them are going to interact. And when they interact in a good way, it's a nutrient. When they interact in a bad way, it's a toxin.
So what kind of health benefits did you find?
The antitoxin itself, known as Brevinel, it promotes a series of physiologic effects known as mucociliary clearance. And the easy way of saying that is it makes your mucus thinner and it makes it to be expulsed from the lung much more readily. Put the two together and it should be a therapy for anything that has thick, ropey mucus that can't be cleared from the lung. And that is cystic fibrosis and chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases. In our case, our molecule interacts at a new therapeutic site that is unlike any other therapeutic site that's currently being exploited or treated with any current drug on the market. So a very unique finding.
How far off are we from using this antitoxin you folks have discovered in Red Tide to treat people with cystic fibrosis and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease?
It's probably a few years before we're through clinical phase ones, twos, and clinical phase threes. Can be as long as 10 years to get to the final goal. The really interesting thing about this program is it was funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. And this drug, the Brevinel, when it finally reaches the marketplace and to patients, will be the first drug to come out of that institute. And that is truly a landmark.
From the early indications, how effective do you think this proposed medication for cystic fibrosis that you've discovered, how effective do you think that is in comparison to the present-day treatments?
It is active at a concentration or a dose known as picograms, 10 to the minus 12th grams per dose. That is about a million times more potent than the current therapeutic agents for cystic fibrosis. And so, in fact, coupling new chemistry with new therapeutics and a very potent low concentration needed for efficacy, a lot of side reactions should just disappear.
Boy, if somebody listening to us who has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or cystic fibrosis or is close to somebody with these maladies would like to get going with this now, how possible is that?
There are some things. First of all, because of the nature of cystic fibrosis, we likely could apply for orphan drug status, which would allow us to move more quickly into clinical trials and entices big pharma to get involved a little bit more quickly. And of course, finding the pharmaceutical partner to be able to take us to clinical trials, that's a very expensive undertaking.
Professor Baden, your team made this amazing discovery after really you had 10 years of basic research. You answered the original questions, but then you went on following other questions. Could you get money to do that today, do you think?
I think it would be really difficult. In these current economic times, it's tough to bring program projects of this size, this $15 million to do this work. I've seen some writings go across my desk from Congress now talking about holding NIH grants to no more than $400,000. We wouldn't even come close to any of the work that we've done at $400,000.
Dan Baden is Director of Marine Science at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, happy birthday to us. We look back as our program turns 20. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.